You going to introduce?
What's your name?
My name's Michael Rowe.
Where are you from?
Originally from New Zealand.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Let's see. Difficult memories, huh? I guess growing up, my childhood was pretty difficult and rough and tough. You know, I had a roof over my head, but it just seemed like I wasn't loved very often. Kind of, all I did was work and sleep, seemed like, when I was a kid, and go to school. That's all we ever seemed like we did. Is never really had a childhood, so that's kind of sucky.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
Let's see. I think the Bridgemans, my very first boss that I worked with, or for, when I was 16, when I left home. Went to Polytech for dairy and agriculture. And I lived with them on the dairy farm and worked for them and went to school during the day. I think they taught me just that. I guess they just taught me that a lot about family, I guess. I didn't really have a very good upbringing when I was a kid, so they're very loving. So yeah, I guess I look up to them. They've taught me a lot just to be myself and not worry about I guess not worry about what people really think about you, and just be yourself.
What is your favorite memory of me?
Can we do the worst? a good memory about you?
Favorite memory?
There's quite a few of them, actually. There's some good memories. Recent one is you getting accepted into school and doing what you're doing and following it through. Probably when you used to ride dirt bikes, when you and I rode dirt bikes together quite a bit. That was a lot of fun.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done, and why haven't you done it?
I don't really have any regrets. I've done everything I've wanted to. I mean, there's more that I want to do, but as of right now, as long as my family knows that I love them, I'm good.
When was the last time you cried, and why?
Last time I cried, probably wasn't that long ago. I think the last time I cried was Grandma Char's funeral. She was a pretty cool gal, so she meant a lot to me.
What are your hopes for your children?
Being successful, having a good family themselves, finding someone that loves them as much as I love them. And yeah, I don't know. I just want them to be happy and successful.
Do you have any advice for them?
Do what you want to do, not what everybody else wants you to do.
What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
As I did? The worst thing I don't know. I didn't really. I mean, I did a lot of naughty things, like just kid stuff, but you know, I don't regret any of that because it kind of, you become, you learn from that experience. Maybe wrecking my car and being without a car. I mean, it kind of sucked. It took a lot of freedom away from me when I didn't have a vehicle, so.
Tell me about your brothers and sisters. How would you describe them?
Ooh, there's a lot of them. I'll start from the top. Dorsey, she's my half-sister. She's very caring. How would I describe them? So yeah, caring. She'd do anything for you, so. And then Tash, I mean, she's always gonna be there for me, whether I like it or not, so I mean, see who else. Dylan, he's the ornery one. Then there's, so I got another brother I haven't seen since 1985 when he was just a baby. So I don't really know a whole lot about him, but I know he's done well for himself. See, and then I got, let's see, another two sisters. I don't really know a whole lot about them, and another brother that I don't really know a lot about either. They still live in New Zealand, so.
What about Uncle Chris?
Uncle Chris, he was, I think he was a lot like me, kind of just, I mean, we were pretty close, so I think he was ornery, but he was caring. And he did what he wanted to do and wouldn't let anybody else tell him any different, so.
Were there any teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? Can you tell me about them?
Not so much actual, like, classroom teachers, but probably growing up. Like actual growing up teachers, like people that I used to hang out with, like my first boss. They were very caring and they treated me like an actual person. I don't know, they were something else. They were my, pretty much my second parents. I don't know, I guess.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of you coming to the U.S. was like?
I come from New Plymouth, New Zealand, when I was 8 years old. I moved over here. My childhood over there was pretty rough, so knowing that I was coming to another country, I thought that was pretty sweet. It was kind of tough when I got here, though, because having a stepmother, she was pretty hard on me. Which in turn returned my dad was pretty tough on me and the kids, me and my siblings. So, but coming to America and living here, it's been really good for me. I've done well, I think. I think I've got a lot further being here than I probably could have in New Zealand. Just the opportunities are way better here, so.
What was your first day in the U.S. like?
Nerve-wracking. Didn't know where I was, but still yet very excited to meet new people and go to a new school, ride a school bus. You know, everything was pretty exciting for me, knowing that my life had changed dramatically for the better. So, yeah.
How has being a parent changed you, and what are you most surprised by?
More responsibility. Can't just up and go and do something. I got something to really strive for and teach my kids as much as I can. And I'm surprised that I haven't had more kids, because I would like to have more, but it's the it takes a lot of work. So three is enough for now.
If you were to die tonight, what would you tell your kids individually?
First of all, that I love them very much. All very, and in the end, they're all very equal. Be good to each other, especially each other. Always be good to each other. Be good to their mother. Family time is a good time, so always do family time. And don't ever forget about me, and always talk about me, and don't ever just wait around. Just go ahead and just do it, whether you fail or not. Try it, and I guess, let's see. Don't be sad. Don't be sad about me being gone. Live on. So.